We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time to head out to the Dial Pad guest line. All guests appear on the Dial Pad guest line. Dial Pad helps you make smarter calls. And joining us is Peter King, our 95.7 The Game NFL insider. Peter, appreciate your time this afternoon. I will start right here. Antonio Brown said if he can't wear the helmet he wants, he won't play football. Is there any way Antonio Brown isn't catching passes for the Raiders week one over a helmet issue?
I don't know. I mean, Antonio Brown's a weird guy. And so I can't tell you. I doubt it. It's an awful lot of money. A, he'd have to give back, and B, he'd have to give up. The NFL would have to get involved to find out if the trade would be negated. I doubt it. I think it would just be tough luck for the Raiders. But, I mean, this is exactly why the Steelers got rid of him and why Mike Tomlin last year in week 17 of the season did not fight to have him come back and play football. Because he's a gigantic pain. And, you know, who knows? I mean, maybe he'll turn out to be great for the Raiders this year and catch 115 balls and all this will be a funny memory, on December 30th. I don't know. But this is exactly the kind of stuff that you don't need. I mean, 1,695 players this year in the NFL will wear NFL and, mind you, NFLPA-approved helmets. And one doesn't want to. Now, I tell you this, I did a long, I did a lot of research within the last 6 or 8 months on helmets and what's going on in the NFL right now. The NFL is convinced that making all helmets now subject to testing by NFL and NFLPA doctors and researchers, and they're convinced that that is part of the reason why that concussions were down 24% in NFL games last year. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Maybe it's a one-time deal. You just don't know. But, you know, they basically have told Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Antonio Brown, and 29 other players who exited the 2018 season wearing unapproved helmets that on opening day 2019, you have to wear a helmet that has been approved by the testers of the NFL and the NFLPA. I've not heard one other person protest this to the point that Antonio Brown is. For maybe Tom Brady is, maybe Aaron Rodgers is. I heard that Aaron Rodgers spent a lot of time this offseason researching helmets, including Visus, this new helmet company in Seattle. But, you know, so we'll see what happens. But it's just another example of the nonsense that Antonio Brown brings to your team, as well as greatness.
All right, the tone of your voice forces me to ask this question before all others. Is this a great training camp story or the kind of story that makes you contemplate retirement?
this is just the silliest crap. I mean, it's ridiculous to me. You know what my first thought was, Ray? I said, obviously, you know, when Mike Silver and Adam Schefter are reporting stuff, I trust it 1,000%. So I'm sure this story is true. But the whole issue now is, I just kept thinking to myself, Mike Mayock had a nice, peaceful job,
yeah.
You know? And he goes back into the fray, he gets back in the fire. And by all accounts, I think most people would say, hey, listen, he did a good job in the draft. Everybody wonders if Farrell was picked too high, but still, everybody really likes him as a player. And he makes this trade for this great receiver. And now I've just got to be thinking, what is Mike Mayock thinking, really, about coming back into this mayhem? And then the next thing I thought is how happy John Gruden must be that Hard Knocks is in his training camp this year, because next week, unless Hard Knocks gets absolutely slapped down, you know, and, oh, you can't use this, you can't use that, unless that happens, this could be one of the great Hard Knocks episodes in history.
Okay, let me ask what I really wanted to ask before. I wanted to check on your mood.
Yeah.
What are the chances that this is just a unique way of trying to put off the day when you actually have to show up at training camp and do stuff?
I don't know Antonio Brown really at all. I see him from arm's length. I've talked to him a few times in my life, but I do not know him. I've never spent any time with him. So I would simply be guessing, and I'd make a guess, and my guess is that this story is real, that it's not phony. But again, that's all it is, Ray, is a guess. I just don't know the man.
You know, I'm good with you guessing, because what do I care?
Yeah, we're all guessing.
Go ahead. Take a wild stab.
But I mean, really, Ray, yeah. I mean, really. Look at Antonio Brown over the last 9 months. Okay, he gets sort of a Veterans Day by Mike Tomlin, you know, in the last week of the season, and then he doesn't show up the last 3 days. He claims that Mike Tomlin told him he didn't have to show up, and then Drew Rosenhaus at 9 o'clock in the morning on the day of a playoff implication game calls Mike Tomlin and says, "Well, Antonio's ready to go today." And Tomlin just sort of laughs, and he says, "He's not playing today. He hasn't been here all week." So, you know, there's that. There's all the weirdness with the Steelers on the road to being traded, and now there's this. I mean, look, everybody knows that Antonio Brown is a great player. You'd be stupid not to think that. And that if he does end up playing, maybe he's even worth the risk and worth the problems. But I'll tell you, I would not have this guy on my team.
That being said, Peter, if this either isn't a serious thing that he's doing, or if it does get worked out in some way, and he does play week one, we know most people are going to forget all about this stuff as long as he's producing on the field. And so I'm wondering, look, obviously that's what the Raiders want. I would imagine even the NFL league office, this guy is one of your most entertaining athletes. So they probably want him out there, all things being equal. Is there any chance in your mind that they just say, you know what, sign away your liability and wear whatever you want, and it's not worth fighting?
No way. No way. The NFL can't do that. How do you, for the space of 2 years, tell players, okay, you can grandfather in whatever helmet you want in 2018. You can wear whatever you want in 2018. But in 2019, 53 players on every active roster, 1,696 players, everyone has to be wearing an approved helmet. It's not like the NFLPA is not with them. The NFLPA is involved in this 100%. There's no way the NFL could go back on it, even if it means that Antonio Brown won't play. Then you have all these other guys who would say, well, if he's not wearing the helmet, I'm not either. So it's foolish. They can't go back on this now. And look, I have not talked to anybody in the league in the last 2 hours or whatever it is that this started. So I don't know what they're thinking, but I can predict pretty reasonably that they're thinking concussions went down 24% last year. We believe probably that this was part of the reason, the helmet change. And to go back on it now with what is happening in the NFL, with what is happening in all levels of football where everybody thinks the NFL is passive, in reality, about, you know, head trauma and is not really serious about it. It's not happening. Antonio Brown cannot play. If Antonio Brown says, I can't wear the helmet if I don't play, I will be shocked and I will rip the NFL a new one if they say wear whatever helmet you want.
Can I ask a really cynical question now, after the cynical questions we've already asked?
Mm-hmm.
How happy is Roger Goodell as he sits in his front porch sipping a gin and tonic thinking, well, nobody's asking me about Kenny Stills.
And maybe the Colin Kaepernick noise is going to go away or something. Who knows? You know, I don't know. You know, Ray, Roger Goodell has basically stopped concerning himself. I think, if you want to know what I think, I mean, Goodell wants to get two things done, and then he's going to walk into the sunset and probably never talk to a reporter the rest of his life. You know, he wants to get the new CBA done and the new TV contract done. And then, let's say, you know, New Year's Day 2022, he's going to say sayonara, collect a jillion dollars and go whatever, however old he'll be then, 63 years old. He's a very fit man. He's going to go off into the sunset and count his money, I think.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out if maybe Antonio Brown didn't do him a solid.
I mean, who knows? I can't.
You're taking this way too seriously.
I don't know. I am not much of a I'm not much of a guesser. You know, I like not to guess on stories like this. I like to take Mike Silver at his word because I trust him so much, and I like to take Adam Schefter at his word because I trust him so much. Silver first reported this story. It was great reporting. Schefter says that he's not going to play football unless he can wear his old helmet. So I trust that that's the case. Whatever the reason it may be, I simply don't think that Antonio Brown is thinking very deeply about this. I think he's thinking very selfishly about this.
And that would be what we're used to from Antonio Brown. Peter, man, really appreciate your time. Of course, he's our 95.7 The Game NFL insider. We'll talk to you soon, Peter. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right. You go have a gin and tonic.
Yeah, exactly. Sounds like he needs a gin and tonic, but I don't blame him. I mean,
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.